Welcome to Fresh Talk Radio. Want to hear fresh ideas on networking, business, marketing, leadership, and how to be the best business you can be? Then you're in the right place. Visit our website, freshideas.tv, for blogs, videos, and freebies to make your business brilliant and the best it can be. Or follow us on Twitter at Fresh Ideas Tweet, or on Facebook, facebook.com/Fresh Ideas for Business. Here's your host, the brilliant Mark Ford, MBA.
Hello again and welcome to Fresh Talk Radio, the podcast for brilliant business people. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. And if you're not in retail, hope you are fully recharged after that long weekend. If you are in retail, I hope that you feel okay. All right, I know that sounds a bit weird, but I know that you probably only had one day off, which is a bit naff. You had Easter Sunday. And some of you didn't even have that if you work at a petrol station or work in a pub or places like that. I don't know what this obsession is with us doing 24/7, 365 days a year. You know, utmost respect for you guys in retail and pubs and that sort of service industry. So genuinely, I do hope that you had an okay Easter as best it could be. So listen, look, we're doing a free networking event again here in sunny old Worcestershire. One of the rules of the Fresh Talk networking event is that there's no selling. We don't really like the salesy bit because we've been to far too many where people stand up and beg for work. So if you go to one of these events where people actually genuinely network and genuinely want to know what you do and genuinely want to find out about you, I think that leads us into a nice little segue for our next part of our mini-series. Yes, that's right. It's back to the Karma Sutra of networking. But what we're going to do today is I am going to give you 10 top 10 tips, which obviously makes a whole heap of sense. I should have practiced and rehearsed this, shouldn't I? So then we're going to go for 10. What? I'm doing it again. Top 10 tips, there you go, for brilliant small business networking. Now, here is an unremarkable fact. Small business networking involves contacting people, talking with people, staying in touch with people, getting involved with groups of people in person or via email, internet forums or social media. And it's amazing how many people forget that internet forums and social media is also a form of networking. So when they start arguing the toss over the colour black, effectively people are just making an assumption about you or making a judgment. Judgment's a much better word, I think. Judgment about you and what you believe in. It definitely is not an activity that should involve turning up for free food, posturing in a manner that no one will talk to you, something just to be seen at or get drunk at, all of which I've seen in the last 2 months. All of which must have been a complete waste of time for the person involved. No business gained, no relationships formed, so what was the point? Well, it's definitely a people stuff kind of thing. Whether you're shy, introverted, a geek, a nerd, or an extrovert, ready to take on a challenge, last-minute speaking engagement at the drop of an invitation, there are ways to network for everybody. If you run a small business, there are avenues and pathways to networking for you, and networking is essential to your success. So, here are 10 tips for brilliant business networking for small businesses. Okay, so build relationships. Among acquaintances, within communities, among business associates, and within a group of potential customers, get to know as many people as you can. Opening yourself up to those relationships and getting other individuals and groups open up to you is a skill that you must learn in order to be successful in a small business. So, seek out familiar faces to start networking. Friends, family, and acquaintances can be your practice runs. Even if you just carry on a conversation, it's good practice at small talk, a skill that is vital to networking and probably dying out, if I'm honest. You can end the conversation by reminding them that you do have a business. Make sure you have two business cards with you. Tell them one is for them and ask them to give the other one away to anyone who might need your products or services. Then surprise them by asking if there is anything you can do for them. Remember, networking is a two-way street. Practice the skill of small talk. Like I said, it's dying out. It is a skill, and you can learn the skill. You can learn any skill. Talk to everybody you encounter in a natural setting. You don't have to stop people on the street. You naturally encounter cashiers, waiting staff, neighbours, parents on the school run, and co-workers. Practice small talk. Start with the weather, good or bad, and expand on that conversation. Learning about lots of miscellaneous subjects gives you more to choose from in making small talk. Just remember, it has to be positive small talk. If the weather is glorious, don't moan it's too hot. If the kids are late out of school, make a comment along the lines of, well, they must be enjoying school that much, they don't want to leave, rather than moaning about the fact the teacher's keeping them behind by 5 minutes. So read up on current events and interesting trivia. It gives you opportunities to insert some new information into a conversation. Saying, just the other day I read something that astounded me so much, I've just got to share it with somebody, immediately draws a person into your conversation and makes them a central part of it. Music, sports, TV, movies, and pets can be common areas of interest. Write down notes on things that seem interesting. Research some of them on the internet if you want to or if you have to. The wider the range of your interests, the more you can talk about. So, just don't get so proud of your new knowledge that you become overbearing in your conversations. You want and need to understand their ideas, thoughts, and opinions. Insert ideas into the conversation, but let others react with their opinions. Test out a few topics first to see how the process works, and don't interrupt somebody else's story with your own. Remember, people's favourite subjects are themselves. The more you know, the easier it is to do business at a later date. So, what I'd like you to do is practice conversation in a mirror, the way that probably actors do. Pick a common topic to see what you have to say about it. If it's kind of awkward because you're unsure, research the topic a little bit more. Keep practicing and rehearsing until you feel more comfortable with talking in this manner. Yes, this takes work, but it's a crucial skill. Now that you've explored brilliant basic skills, look at how to turn them into the skills of networking. So, attend all kinds of community events. Invite somebody and go to the theatre or a sporting event. Between acts, halves, quarters or periods, talk to others. Introduce your companion and include them in your conversation. Have fun at it. All right, don't forget to hand a business card out and ask for one in return. Tell them to give your card to someone who also might need that information. Join organisations and clubs that operate in your business's geographical area. If you operate in a much wider area, consider joining professional organisations that relate to your business and that operate widely also. Talk to people. Watch for others who are respected within the organisations and introduce yourself. Offer to work on committees. Give back to those who are helping you with the information and their friendship. Be a good listener, particularly in professional organisation meetings, conferences and events. Write down useful comments. People will mention things like school plays the children are in, and if you meet them again soon after, ask them about how that play went. Listen and encourage their reaction. If you can do, go for a handshake. Now here's a really random fact that I found out. You see, I learned this from the guys from the Art of Brilliant, is that normally for the love to flow between people, you hug for 7 seconds. Well, when you're networking, I'm not going to ask you to hug for 7 seconds because that's just plainly weird. What I'm actually going to ask you to do is probably form a handshake for about 3.5 to 4 seconds. It actually shows a bit of authority and shows that you are interested in listening to what they've got to say. There you go, random fact. So, follow up on contacts that occur in any of your networking activities. Build a network of your contacts by email, a brief friendly phone call, an invitation for an early morning coffee before work or for lunch. You will get some rejections, but always make your reactions friendly. Little by little, you will build a network of people who can help you expand your business and who help you in any way you can. That builds lasting business friendships. Now, as a bonus, I'm going to give you the framework for a brilliant networking conversation. So, integrate what we've just been talking about into this way of having a networking conversation. You don't want to come across as pushy or salesy. Now, if you use this, you'll be remembered for the right reasons. People love to talk about themselves and the information that they give you. Quite freely, as it happens, can forge a solid start to a business relationship. Now, use the word in the back of your head, use the word form or from. F stands for family. Are they married? Have kids? A partner? How long do they live locally? Do they commute daily? How does that affect their downtime? O, occupation. What do they do? More importantly, you really want to try and find out why they do what they do. R, recreation. How do they relax when they're away from work? What have you two got in common? M, message. Now, here's your message. This comes at the end. This shows that you're not salesy. It's hugely important and different from a majority of your competitors that you basically connect with. You know, you're going to lead with why you do what you do. Don't turn it into one of those people that stand up and ask for business. If you do, ask yourself this. Why would you refer someone to someone else if you don't know whether they're any good or not? Because if they're not, whose actual reputation takes a hit? You see, that, my friend, would be yours because you recommended them. Okay, so this is why it's really important to find out that key question, why they do what they do. Okay, I've probably given you enough to go on there. Go and try this out at your next networking event. Come to Fresh Talk. Look out for one that will be near you. They will be sprouting up and around the country fairly shortly. Quite confident in that. Use this at your next networking meeting. If you're not going to networking already, why aren't you going to networking? And if you're not getting, you know, business, and if you're basically just plainly getting drunk and just eating free food, dude, just go home. Go do that there, because nobody wants to do business with you. It's wrong. Hopefully you're going to find this of some help, some use. Listen, get in touch, guys. Get in touch with me, mark@freshideas.tv. That's mark@freshideas.tv. I'd love to hear from you. What I'd also like you to do is follow us on Facebook. Okay, so you can go to facebook.com and find Fresh Ideas for Business. Fresh Ideas for Business. And you will find us there. Or go and visit us at the website, which is www.freshideas.tv, where there are blogs and loads of free stuff and books and courses and videos and lots of other stuff. There you go. See, there's my message at the end. Guys, until next time, go out, be utterly brilliant, and I will see you on the other side. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Fresh Talk Radio. Find out more information online at freshideas.tv. We'll catch you next time.